I'm sorry, I actually changed my title about a little bit. The cadmium was changed by heavy metals. So my topic today is assessment of environmental and health risk of heavy metals in a solar system in Zhejiang province in China. So we know the food security and the associated health risk is now the major concern worldwide, especially in China with the rapid economic development. And rice in China, rice is the dominant agriculture product, and by quantity, it ranks the second in the world. Since we eat almost eat the rice food every day, so the rice quality is greatly correlated with human health. However, investigated by the Chinese Ministry of Agriculture, rice has been found to be polluted by various metals such as cadmium, arsenic, copper, zinc, and etc. We know the heavy metal pollution in environment have many sources, and soil is almost one of the main pollution sources. And in China, about 20% of the paddy field has been polluted by various metals. So the objectives of our research are to study the spatial variability of heavy metals in surface soil and rice, to delineate the spatial dependence and correlation of heavy metal in soil rice system at a regional scale, to determine the soil factor influencing the availability of heavy metals to rice, and to assess the health risk of metals in rice. This is our study at the Zhejiang province. It's one of the main rice production regions in China and almost one of the most industrialized provinces. And the Zhejiang province is located in southeast China, is very close to Shanghai. Wenling County in Zhejiang province was selected as our study area. This county is about 920 square kilometers, so about 100 parts of soil and rice samples were selected in this area. We basically have three results for this study. Let's go to the first one, the heavy metal in soil rice system. This table shows the descriptive statistics results of the metal in soil. Based on the Zhejiang local background value and the Chinese national EPA criteria, we can say that about 27% of soil had been polluted by CD, then followed by copper, nickel, and zinc. Based on the local soil background value, almost all the soils were polluted by these five metals. This table shows the heavy metal in rice. Still, the rice is polluted by CD. This map, we almost delineate the heavy metal spatial pattern by geostatistics and GIS. We can say that almost the highest concentrations are located in the northwest of the study area. This may be due to the development of industries around this area. But for soil nickel, it had a particular special pattern, and geostatistics results showed that the variability of nickel were mainly naturally influenced. We compared the special patterns of metals in soil and rice. It's clearly that the CD has the most similar special pattern to the rice CD is very similar to soil CD. For the other three metals, they still show some similarity to different degrees, especially for the highest concentration. So we go to the conclusion for this part. The most important is CD posed highest availability to rice among the studied studies matter, so it may be present relatively high potential risk to people. The second part is about the influence of soil properties on the bioavailability of heavy metals. So in this part, for the bioavailability of heavy metals, we use the enrichment index. It's calculated by using the method in rice, dividing the method in soil. So for initials, we call it EI. These maps are the EIs of heavy metals, the special patterns of EIs for the heavy metals. And these are special patterns of soil properties, soil pH, soil organic matter, and soil center. And we can see the EIs of heavy metals should vary. The distribution of EIs heavy metal should very similar structure with the soil properties, either positive or negative. This map shows the special correlation between the enrichment index and the soil properties. We can say that for CD and nickel, the EIs were significantly special correlated with soil properties except the iodoxide. But for the copper, the correlation was relatively weaker within the range of 10 kilometers than those for CD, for copper, zinc, and they within the range up to 20 kilometers. So the EI were not special correlated with soil pH and organic matter. And for zinc, the EI was significant, special correlated with all of the soil properties. Also, we analyzed the correlations between the metal fractures and the soil properties. We can see that almost all the heavy metal fractures were they have a high correlations with soil properties, especially with the pH and organic matter. So we go to the conclusions for this part. The soil properties exhibit noticeable effect on the availability of most metals to rice. Soil pH and organic matter generally has the most significant effect. The influence of soil properties on the availability of heavy metal to plants may be due to the effect of soil properties on the distribution of metal fractures. Since from the last two parts, basically the CD pose the most environmental risk. So in this part, I only give the health risk assessment of heavy metal cadmium. For the health risk evaluation, the health risk evaluation model in US EPA was employed in this study. And the CDI is the chronic daily intake. HQ is the hazard quotient. It's using the chronic daily index divide the reference dose. Still, I delineate the probability map of the health risk of CD. The special pattern should very similar. Special distribution should very similar patterns with the soil CD and the rice CD. So we draw conclusions. The CD in the rice posed health risk to people in the study area with a similar special pattern of soil and rice CD. Children were more easily affected by soil heavy metals, for that hazard indexes for children were 3 times of adult health. Thank you.
Any questions for our speaker? I have a question. With respect to cadmium, I know that if diet has is high in arsenic, that if someone can get selenium, it seems to counteract the effects, the negative effects of the arsenic. Do you know if there's any countermeasure or cadmium?
Cadmium?
Something that I think is another element that would reduce the effect of the cadmium.
Yeah.
In the diet.
Yeah.
Do you know of any?
The zinc.
Zinc.
Yeah.
So zinc might be a, if you have a higher diet of zinc, that might counteract the negative of the cadmium.
Yeah, I think so.
Any other questions? Yes.
You mean how to reduce the cadmium portion? Some suggestions for that?
Yeah,
I think if I delineate the risk probability map for the cadmium, it maybe can give some suggestions for the government decision making. And maybe, maybe more work should be done in the future for the cadmium sources, research. So to find out what are the resources for the cadmium, so how to remove that. Yeah.
Do you have any further questions first? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
actually, the rice quality in this study area is still safe. Only based on the national threshold, only 10% of the rice were protected by CD. Of course, the district, the most district in this area. So, I think. In the future, we just bring out some products to protect the product area and the food security. It's fine, I think so. This is a county study area. It's a county. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, as I mentioned before, the pollution sources may come from not only soil but also water, air. So, yeah, there's lots of work to do in the future, yeah. Thank you.